Prime Minister Justin Trudeau unveiled his priorities. In his widely anticipated speech from the throne, he promised to create 1 million jobs, offered some aid to get Canadians through the pandemic, and reiterated his commitment to a national pharmacare program. Jack Harris is the NDP Member of Parliament for St. John's East. He joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, Ben, and good morning to your listeners.
I guess, first off, what did you hear in the speech that you liked?
Well, you know, there were things to like, but, you know, the throne speeches say nice things, and the government, the Liberals, have a habit of saying nice things, but the real problem is delivery, and where is the substance? You know, you mentioned the PharmaCare program. Well, you know, the Liberals have been talking about a PharmaCare program since 1997 and haven't delivered, and they haven't given any indication they're going to deliver this time either. I mean, one of the speeches right afterwards from their first speaker on the throne speech talked about how great it was that the government was going to be paving the way for PharmaCare. Well, they've been paving the way since 1997, and we don't have it. So that's the kind of throne speech it was. Ticked off a lot of boxes, said a lot of good things. But what we've been doing in Parliament since the pandemic has started forward is fighting to make sure that things were there for people who needed help during the pandemic. One good thing that I did see in the throne speech was the announcement that the wage subsidy program, which is vital to saving a lot of businesses in this province and a lot of jobs, of course, the wage subsidy program is going to be continued until next summer. We've been calling on them to do that. You have to remember that that was initially a program that we're going to provide a 10% wage subsidy to employers. There was no take-up on it. We fought and fought and fought for a 75% wage subsidy program, and we got it. So that's the approach that we're taking to this throne speech, that there are lots of nice words, they say good things, but in the end, it takes the New Democrats fighting for people to get something to be delivered. So, you know, that is one good thing. The fact that there's programs continuing is a good thing for the for individuals. The EI changes, particularly the fact that the 120 hours will be in legislation that we'll be debating soon, that would give people access. You know, we have fish plant workers in this province, tourism workers who didn't get enough work to be able to qualify for EI, if that's the option, only option to them. They will get easy access. So we don't like the fact that the minimum is changed from 500 to 400 for both the CRB and the, which is a new benefit replacing the CERB, from 5 to 4. So that's essentially saying that people who were receiving $2,000 a month or $500 a week under the CERB, they're going to get a cut back to $400 a week. That's not their needs haven't changed in the last month. That those needs are still there. We are fighting to keep those back up. So we see some positive ideas there, but we don't see the action yet, and we're not sure what we're going to do yet. One good thing that's again mentioned, but again, you know, only mentioned, is so-called Clean Power Fund, which of $5 billion that is interested in supporting things like an energy power grid, and that could be used for, and they mentioned the word the Atlantic Loop, which is basically an Atlantic power grid supported by Muskrat Falls Power. In fact, that is encouraging. But you know, the last time we heard that was in the last throne speech, or in the Liberal campaign a year ago, and we haven't heard a word from it since. So once again, they're saying these things, but are they going to deliver? Are they going to do something? We just don't know. So there's some promising ideas there, but you know, you're dealing with people who make lots of promises. I was imagining yesterday the idea of someone there with a checklist ticking off boxes. Oh, we mentioned this, we mentioned this, we mentioned this, we mentioned this. But when the rubber hits the road, it depends on what actually is going to be actioned, and we're there to make sure that the things that people need, like certainly income support, immediately income support, support for small businesses, support for struggling economies, they need a lot of push to get there. There was no mention of support for, you know, Newfoundland struggling industry, the offshore. There's no mention of the struggling efforts of the Newfoundland government, for example, with its fiscal problems. There is a solution through the Income Stabilization Fund that would help Newfoundland and Labrador because of the loss of income from offshore revenues. That wasn't talked about at all. It's important for us, but it's also important for Alberta and Saskatchewan, who also had big revenue losses over the last 3 or 4 years due to the oil prices and the breakdown. That program is there. It needs to be expanded. It needs to be enhanced. It needs to be something that would offset the fact that Newfoundland and Labrador doesn't get any equalization support for its government revenues, and that's a real problem for everybody in the province.
Now, yesterday we heard CPC leaders and Bloc Québécois leader come out and say that they cannot support this throne speech. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh didn't really say which way or the other. He said that they would need a few more things to support that speech. Now, is the Liberal government likely to fall on a confidence motion?
Well, we, you know, that's something that's up to the Liberal government in a way. I mean, we're saying that we see these, you know, what our leader keeps calling pretty words, you know, lots of words, but where is the action? And there are a few things that we've put on the table as being extremely important. We've talked about PharmaCare and some real action on it, but we're not seeing any yet. We are very determined to see that people who are who need the benefits that they've been receiving so far under the CERB at $500 a week or $2,000 a month, that we want to see that continue. We really don't want to see that cut back as severely as it was by at least 20%. We want that to continue. And the program that we've been promoting for the last 6 months, access to paid sick leave of 2 weeks, that's something that we are insistent on being put into place. It's something that every worker deserves to have, be able to take sick leave. It's very important for the pandemic. Well, it's important for people all the time that they shouldn't be because they're sick and that losing pay unnecessarily. It's a 10-day sick leave is the program we've talked about. So we're insisting that some of these things be made actualized before we can consider whether we would actually support the government's continuing. We want to work with this government. We want to find out whether they're prepared to work with us.
NDP Member of Parliament for St. John's East, Jack Harris, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.